Simon Harmer joins us. A terrific win for Essex inside 3 days again, Simon. You're playing a prominent part, 5 wickets. Just your reflections on the game generally.
Yeah, I think it's been a tough few weeks. I don't think we set high standards for ourselves, and I don't think that we've met those standards by any means. It was a tough pull to swallow losing to Yorkshire last week, and we wanted to put a lot of things right this week. I think the batting unit, if we're honest with ourselves, are not where they were last season, but we found a way to sort of scratch and scrounge enough runs for the bowlers to have something to bowl to, and for Peter Siddle to sort of bowl the amount of overs and the long spells that he did today just shows the amount of character and heart that he has, and really cracked the game open for us. I managed to pick up a few wickets here and there, but I really think that it was his spells that sort of broke the game open and opened the door for us.
Maybe so. I think probably being a bit modest to yourself there, because you and Ports last year rolled so well together. Ports destroying the upper order, you came in and took the middle order wickets, then Ports perhaps finished them off. Quite similar today. But just going back to that target that we set them, 200 was the key, really, wasn't it? My boys talking in the dressing room that you know you wanted to set them just around 200, and we felt we had a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think 200 was par. We would have loved 250. But yeah, it didn't really go that way this morning, but we managed to get to 200 and then kicked on and got to 214, I think, was the lead. It proved to be enough, but there's still lots of work to do, and I think it'd be a good thing now to have a bit of a break, go into the one-day competition and really sort of reflect a bit and come back a lot stronger against Notts at home.
Talk about your contribution there, because you sort of praising Peter Siddle, and rightly so, but you still took the 5 wickets on a track that wasn't particularly conducive to your type of bowling. I guess you had to use all your Garland nous there to get those wickets, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I've struggled a little bit since I've been over, finding my groove again in England, the duke ball, the pitches, all the little things that I probably took for granted last season when you finish as strongly as we did. Because beginning of last season was also quite tough, so it was nice to make a contribution in the second innings when it really counted, to pick up a few wickets. But yeah, happy with the way that I bowled today. Had to use as many tricks as I possibly could, but yeah, they paid dividends and we managed to get the win, so that was the biggest thing.